Hey, everybody. Kevin Grossman, president of Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards. We have got another great virtual conference coming up November 18th and 19th of this year, the 2020 Candy Awards Virtual Conference, where we'll elevate candidate experience and celebrate this year's Candidate Experience Awards winners. We're going to have amazing speakers and panel discussions, and registration is free. Go to thetalentboard.org to learn more. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Eightfold's not a sourcing company or a recruiting career site. It's not CRM. It's not succession planning. It's not internal mobility. It's not interviewing. It's not scheduling automation. It's every single one. So the whole life cycle of employee.
You're listening to the Candy Shop Talk podcast, brought to you by Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards Benchmark Research, and hosted by Kevin W. Grossman. Talent Board is the first nonprofit research organization focused on elevating and promoting a quality candidate experience. The Candy Shop Talk podcast welcomes Todd Raphael, head of content at Eightfold, an AI-powered talent intelligence platform transforming how we hire, engage, and retain talent. And a proud Candidate Experience Award sponsor. Listen in on how improving candidate experience impacts recruiting and the business bottom line. Todd, thank you so much for joining me on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. Before we dive into the rest of the show, why don't you tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do today?
Sure. I've been doing things related to human resources, employment, labor, recruiting, so on for a good 20, 25 years. Most of that was at two places, a publication called Workforce, workforce.com. And another publishing company called ERE, which first workforce HR generalist publication events awards company. And the second ERE covered HR generalists also through a branch called TLNT. There was another part called SourceCon, another part called ERE, which is about recruiting, Talent 42, which is about technical recruiting, Fordyce, which was agency recruiting. In the end, I basically have spent years with conferences, publications, online awards programs, all related to this field of HR. And I am in the marketing department at a company called Eightfold right now, like the number eight, F-O-L-D, which is a platform for intelligence, talent intelligence. So companies use it to make decisions basically through the whole employment process, from career side all the way through succession planning, internal mobility, career planning, the whole employment life cycle.
Before we dive in further, Todd, to talk about Eightfold and the platform and all that good stuff, I do want to reference the fact that you and I do go way back. We've known each other for a long time in the space and are also fellow writers for a long time. And I'm just curious, even though you see things from a little bit of a different vantage point today, I'm just curious, just topically, what is top of mind right now, I guess, i.e. with your customers, those practitioners that you still interact with in the space? Obviously, I mean, besides COVID and racial injustice and things that this weight of the world that we're all experiencing now, from a recruiting and hiring perspective, what is top of mind before we dive any further?
It's tough because you, as I was going to say, diversity, and I think you said besides that, but and then another reason why it's a tough question is because I would mention something that's also not 100% recruiting, but I'll mention it anyhow.
Yeah.
Which is redeployment. So we have customers who are going through layoffs, or companies that are not customers yet who have contacted us because they're going through layoffs, and they've got open jobs at the same time. So they're hiring and reducing at the same time, and they want to see if they can save jobs. So that's one thing that is happening more now for us, is companies coming to us and saying, how can we use AI to see how we can fit some of the people who would have been laid off into open jobs, maybe that we haven't thought of, or the employee hasn't thought of, maybe in a different department? How can we see what the potential or capabilities of people are internally that we haven't thought of yet? Because it's just like another department, another location. Of course, you can do it from home. So that redeployment part is a big thing right now.
That's important. We've been hearing that since, you know, I would say right after the lockdown. So April on, when we had, we for a while through July, at least, we were also doing kind of these mini ongoing impact surveys with our candy community, asking, you know, what's going on? How are you responding in the light of that? Definitely redeployment was very top of mind. So it's, it is, it, to me, it's fascinating and kind of refreshing that companies are saying like, wow, we don't want to lose any more of our people if we can help it. And how, you know, that's like knowledge retention too, right? I mean, there's a lot of benefits there if we can figure out where else they could potentially benefit and perform in our organization. To have AI-related machine learning platform help drive that, I think is exciting. And I didn't want to take anything away from diversity at all. I think it is very, very important right now. I think it's been supposedly top of mind for many years, but it's painfully top of mind now. And I, from my perspective, in a good way. And the only way now, you know, going forward is organizations to take a hard look at a lot of things that they're doing. But anyway, I like the redeployment aspect. Now we'll dive back down then. And so you already shared a little bit about what Eightfold is all about and a very specific example. I mean, there's a lot of solution providers now in our space that are engaging in different aspects of what you just described, right? And using machine learning, AI-related technology to help drive better efficiencies and outcomes in decision-making, especially in the, on the sourcing side, early engagement. So how else do you differentiate at Eightfold?
I'd say a couple of things. One is that Eightfold's not a sourcing company or recruiting career sites, not CRM, it's not succession planning, it's not internal mobility, not interviewing, it's not scheduling automation. It's every single one. So the whole life cycle of an employee. We have companies that come to us, as I mentioned, because of the layoff thing. We have companies come to us, become more efficient. But in the end, I guess the beauty of what, or the best value of what this kind of company does is the whole platform, like looking at holistically, so the whole end-to-end life cycle. That's one thing that's not really found elsewhere. But the other is that we have a couple founders and they've kind of hired people who are of this ilk. We have a couple founders who built AI for, basically they're like two of the world's leading experts in AI, having built AI recommendation feed for YouTube and e-commerce and elsewhere. And so our company is like an AI first company. It's really based on more than a billion people's profiles and several million skills. So we can go into more like what that means. How in the world is actual deep learning different than what someone says is AI? Like what is an example of that? Then we should maybe go into that deeper. But essentially, those people who use the platform have taken a look at it. They go, oh, I get it. This is like nothing I haven't, it's nothing I've quite seen before.
That's great. No, that's exciting, right? Because there are pieces of this everywhere now. But yeah, you're saying then you're driving through. So candidates can also be engaged and scheduled for screenings and test assessments, interviews as well in the platform?
There's an interview called Smart Interview Tool. It does automate the interview process, interview scheduling process. I think with a tool like Eightfold, I think the interview is in some ways, I think the resume, the job description, the interview, those things are slightly less important with Eightfold in the end. I think resumes, well, we could probably have a whole podcast on what's wrong with resumes as well as job interviews, as you know, or after there's a coin flip. But I think the deal is with Eightfold is it uses technology to see what is a person capable of doing, what does the company need, what capabilities they need, and how do those match. And it's less about how do you sell yourself on an interview and does someone think you're passionate, enthusiastic, and smile a lot and that kind of thing, and therefore you would be full of passion. It's that's sort of less important. It's more based on what you're capable of doing and your potential.
So you're getting, you're going, then definitely it's a predictive path then. Right, based on the sheer volume of data that you have, that Eightfold has analyzed to date, skills they've analyzed, to be able to show that the potentiality for an individual in the organization, is that what I'm hearing?
That's right. And it doesn't really rely on, some people have a really complete like CV, you know, many pages, which would probably be better, ironically, people are told not to, but a lot of people just have a short profile, a resume, LinkedIn profile, and so that's okay.
Right.
Because what happens is the AI, let's just, without, you know, I'm not sure how deep you want to go in that, but let's say you have a couple of candidates and one was a customer service representative at Nordstrom for 10 years. And while one was a customer service representative at Target for 10 years, the AI knows, based on having these billion people and several million skills, it knows what, with enormously high degree of certainty, what each of those people is capable of doing just based on that work history. It knows how those two jobs were totally different. So it can not rely on the resume in the job interview, but instead rely on what it's seen before and know that the person from Target is capable of doing different things than the Nordstrom person.
But there's also a lot of interrelated skills, though, that are irrespective of being Nordstrom or Target, that that individual could potentially perform at too, right? And share with an organization. I guess to me, it would seem like could be both, right? Yes, it's differentiating between those two organizations, but there's still a lot of core shared skills that these individuals had at each place that could be applied even to another industry, potentially. Yes?
Yeah, in fact, we've been working on, when this pandemic recession, work from home hit, we launched something called the Talent Exchange, Eightfold Talent Exchange. And it basically does what you were just describing. So the idea behind this Talent Exchange is you have all of these people who were laid off, unfortunately, or furloughed from places like hotels, restaurants, rental cars, airlines, and so on. Then you have these other companies hiring, like the Instacart kind of companies, delivery, right. Zoom kind of work from home. Mm-hmm. And how can you transfer those skills? That's exactly what you were really getting at. So someone, you know, when this first happened, we were talking to some people from the restaurant industry. You and I have probably both worked in restaurants, so we would have probably said the same thing, but their first reaction was, God, I've been doing this forever. It's all I know is food. Like, all I know is restaurants. What am I going to do? But if you really break it down, which the technology does, then what do they know? They know people, hiring, morale, inventory, budget, supply chain. They know a lot more than restaurants, and those capabilities can be applied to other industries.
Is that Talent Exchange something you're still running?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when you launched it too. I think there was a lot of really great collaborative, whether it was from individual organizations or even collaborative endeavors, including like the recruiters recruiting recruiters part of our site that we were fortunate to be a little bit involved in. I think that there was a lot of empathic help that was being put out there. So it's great to see that that's something that Eightfold's still running. I want to shift a little bit now to the candidate experience side, because and this is something that I share a lot more now, because unless a job candidate is in our space, right? Like literally in the HR recruiting technology space, most job candidates don't care what the technology stack is. They don't care about what AI can do or not do. What they care about is being acknowledged, being communicated with, being engaged, and then giving definitive closure if that company's not going to pursue them anymore. So tell us how Eightfold directly and indirectly impacts how the candidates are being treated.
Well, just to take the career site, which is really, as you know better than I, it's a small part of the candidate experience, but just to start with the career site. Right now, again, as you know better than I, there's very high drop-off rates on career sites.
Yep.
People have these cool sites with photos and videos and images and all that fun stuff, but then you go search for a job, and oftentimes you don't even know where to start searching, like, what department do I start? And then even if you do know how to search, you don't get what you want, and you set up a weekly job alert, and then the jobs never fit. So frustrating. So, and also there's cases where someone sees a job, and particularly this is, as you may know, this is higher among women, but people see a job and they go, oh, I'm not going to get it. There's no way. Then they don't apply. So with what some of our customers are doing, just to take one, is Dexcom. It's a San Diego company in the dialysis field. But so what some of our customers are doing is they have people upload a resume, or it could be like a LinkedIn PDF profile, and they upload it, and the technology shows them transparently, here are the capabilities that you have, here's what you can do, and here's how it matches the jobs that are open. So it'll say, you're a strong match for this job, strong match for that job, and a good match for the other job. And so the candidate feels, oh, I know why. And they also feel good about it, and they're more likely to apply. So we work with a big discount airline on this, and they launched this process on their career site. And they have, I think, 35% of their people who are visiting the career site apply. And it was much, much higher than the rate that they had prior to this kind of system.
So there's another rub to that. And I don't know whether it's something that Eightfold helps to differentiate on as well. But as you, I'm sure you know, so it's great to see hear that there's been more, hopefully, quality conversions that from the career site. But as we both know, right, there's, you know, millions of people still out of work, and some mid-sized to, you know, global enterprise have been seeing spikes in applications, right? Because there's more people looking for jobs and people even scrambling, looking outside of what they're, again, talk about seeing if there's any of their skills will apply and even in other industries, because as, you know, travel and leisure and the food and beverage services side have been quite decimated and will be for years to come. Anyway, long story short, is there a way that Eightfold helps to get candidates to self-select more appropriately?
If their capabilities don't match what the company's looking for, then they see that transparently also. And, you know, I test out just for fun these career sites with this resume upload as well. And sometime, like at a Dexcom or something, a dialysis company, I'm not a match for most jobs there. And that's okay. The no part of that, though, is we see it like a little bit more. I don't want to steal an expression from someone else, but in because it's not really our expression, it's someone, another company, Intel, but infinity loop. So I see it like more as like an infinity loop.
Sure.
If you don't fit a job now, that's not really a sign that you don't fit at all.
So I agree with you there. Sure.
Okay. So pretty key part of the platform is that the platform puts resurfaces past applicants and uses AI to see what they've been doing since, enriching their profile. So a company recruiter manager does a search and they get this past applicant who didn't fit into a job 6 months ago, but does now.
Right. And a lot of organizations call those that future fit, right? That potentially that they want to keep them warm somehow. I don't think whatever we do is going to deter serial appliers. And unfortunately, that there is a percentage of those that will always apply to jobs that they're never going to be qualified for across the board. And so, but I would agree. I think that there is a place for the future fit for candidates down the line than 3, 6, 9, 12 plus months. Maybe that's the case, including boomerangs too. Right? Individuals who had worked for the company that maybe is a way to kind of get them to come back as well.
Right. Yes. When you do a search using the platform, it searches current employees, past applicants, referrals, sourced applicants, like new passive. Those folks are all there in your search, including, as I said, internal employees. So all of those people are serviced and enriched. But just kind of go back to your question. Another thing is the way the technology kind of tries to hone in on the right people. The customers of ours, they tailor make their websites to individuals. So to address what you've been asking about is our customers will have, they use the technology to show blog posts or videos or even who you're going to work with. That's based on the person. So just as an example, if you're a veteran, the company's career site could show blog posts or videos related to veterans to make the veteran aware of the programs the company's involved with, like Carry the Load or Operation Gratitude and so on. So that's another thing that kind of helps hone in on the right people.
Got it. No, that makes sense. And by the way, you can steal anything you want. I won't tell anybody. It's all right. Infinity loop, whatever it is, Todd, it's all right. And speaking of sharing things that are like top secret, that I promise not to tell anybody. So what's coming up for Eightfold? What is there something exciting that you can share that this fall, early next year, that you're excited about?
We've actually been, speaking of veterans, this was like the perfect transition. We've been involved in applying for a contest called the Veterans Challenge. And it's run by the DOL, Department of Labor in the United States. But essentially, it's not so much about the Labor Department as much as it's about people leaving the military and how can we better use technology to match their potential with jobs, companies or public sector, either one. The government ran this contest to see who can build a better mousetrap for doing this. Right now, as you know, there's those skills translators, but those are only so good. They're okay, but they're better than nothing, but they're not. They're only so good. So we've been competing in this thing called the Veterans Challenge to try to help the government and perhaps Defense Department or however it's done, get a better matching tool for those leaving the military. So they started with like 50 or 100 companies. companies, and it went down to like 10 companies of us competing, and then five, and then three. And we're looking, it's looking like we're going to be the one. So I don't know 100% what that will look like. I know LinkedIn was one of the three. I can't remember the third of the three, but I don't know exactly what that will look like in terms of how we will help the transition assistance programs or the military government. But in some form, I'm hoping that we'll be helping using the AI to match veterans a lot better than now. We're also going to be, just speaking of the coming months, just making sure all of our customers have that kind of technology for their own career sites. So going beyond just like your basic military skills translator and using more sophisticated mechanisms to measure the potential people from the military.
That's great. No, excited. And looking forward to hearing more about that as that unfolds as well. The one thing that I also wanted to ask just really quick and kind of a softball question, but it's still important to us. So why do you think it's important for organizations to measure their candidate experience? Now, whether that's through our benchmark research program that Talent Board offers, or they do their own continuous feedback, asking 3 to 5 questions to a new hires and rejected, whatever. Why is it important?
Flip it around a little bit, if you don't mind, say like, why is it important to be part of the Candies? If you don't mind my changing the question. I was at the Candies.
Like I said, it was a softball, Todd.
Okay, so I'm going to make it even softer. why should you be part of the Candies? And one thing I've seen with the Candies is, and this sounds like a commercial for the Candies, but you have an event like last year is a dinner, maybe virtual this year, maybe not next year. It's not just a dinner. It's like a year-round connection where you see companies that are excelling or at least trying to, and you want to keep in touch with them, and you do. So I've seen that companies keep in touch with each other all year round. I think that is one reason to become involved in the Candies, is for the networking, the keeping in touch with people. I sat next to, in the last fall in DC, I sat next to this guy, Carl Cutsmode, a company called
Talent. Yeah, I know Carl well. Yeah.
Okay, Talent Rise.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, he sent me a note, if you checked up on me a couple months ago, how you doing? Just want to say hi. So, you know, it's just that connection of meeting people, I think, is one of the great values of it. Now, one other thing I would say, also to change your question around, is why have analytics and reporting about this stuff? But going back to diversity, like all these companies are talking about diversity, but what they don't necessarily know what the problem is. Like, we want to be more diverse, but it's hard to know how to do that if you don't know why you're not diverse. And if you can have analytics which show where people are dropping off in the process, like are people with disabilities dropping off at the top of the funnel, like at the career site, are they dropping off like an on-site interview if there is one, or virtual interview? That can be very valuable in addressing the problem, but without that kind of information, data analytics, and reporting, you can't really solve a problem.
I would, well said. I completely agree. I think that's the same thing about that we can think that we're doing well in recruiting and hiring, and we're delivering candidate experience, whether it's from a diversity perspective or whatever that vantage point is. If we don't know where we're at first, we don't know where we're going and or what to improve or not, and what our strengths are either, right, at the end of the day. Yeah. So no, thank you. I appreciate that. And then, Tom, the last question I'll always like to ask all my guests is, besides all the stuff that we do, our work, we work all the time, right? Always working. It's been a bizarre 6+ months. We still got a lot of bizarre world to come. What else does Todd like to do besides work?
Tell you all the things I like to do. I'm not doing any of them. I'll be honest. I'm not doing any of them. I got a couple kids, and it's really just sort of feeding them, you know, telling them to brush their teeth and that kind of stuff. So I can't tell you that I have any other time.
Well, parenting, no, that's speaking of another full-time job, we're all in on that. We've got 2 kids ourselves, and we're doing distance learning now, and we're both working from home. And I mean, I guess we're fortunate in that sense that we're here to help at all.
Yeah.
And not have to be away, but I hear you on that. But if there was something that you could do right now, what would it be?
I love playing a crazy sport called Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, nice. All right.
A lot of people go, oh, that's the one with the chain buckets. That's not the one. I'd probably be pretty bad at that one. That's called Frisbee golf. But I love Ultimate Frisbee. I love to do a little kayaking and anything outdoors.
Nice. Well, there you go. Well, I hope that you can get to that. I've been learning the drums.
Oh, nice.
And something that I've always been passionate about for a long, long time. And then years ago, my wife bought me a little electronic kit that I started to play. Then it became that thing where that things hang on for a while and then just get me in the room. But for the past 6 months, though, I've been much more disciplined and I'm really digging it, taking online lessons and really listening to drum podcasts and really immersing myself. So I hope that you get outside, Todd. There you go.
Thank you.
So thanks again so much for being on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. And I look forward to, at some point, seeing you again in person.
You too. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Candy Shop Talk podcast. For more information about Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and Benchmark Research, visit www.thetalentboard.org.